Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies and quiet today with highs around 39. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 16. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 49. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 37.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, producers are receiving a USDA survey on agricultural activity and basic farm information that serves as a precursor to the Census of Agriculture. Kathy Shear of the National Ag Statistics Service talks about that survey. It's due January 24th.
The National Agricultural Classification Survey is a nationwide effort to identify agricultural operations within the United States that we do not already know about. NAS has a list of farmers and ranchers, horticulturalists, all agricultural activity. We have a list that we contact on a regular basis, but people are always going in and out of agriculture. And so this is our opportunity to identify individuals and operations that we do not know about and find out if they are involved in agriculture or not. And if they are, then they become part of our list for our Census of Agriculture. They receive a mail, and in with the mailing, it has a copy of this questionnaire that they can fill out and send back to us in the return envelope, or it also has the option of going online and completing it online. When we're asking on the next survey, we are basically only asking their acres that they operate, how much is in crop land, and how many head of livestock they own. We're not going in to ask them how much production they have. That's left for the Census of Agriculture.
And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack asking the world's leading ocean carriers to get rid of disruptions to agricultural shippers of American exports. They want relief for the supply chain disruptions created by COVID-19 by restoring reciprocal treatment of imports and exports and improving service. Ocean carriers have made fewer containers available to U.S. ag commodities. They also repeatedly changed return dates and charged unfair fees as ocean carriers short-circuited the normal pathways and rushed containers back to be exported empty. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The Wichita police chief, who was one of the first law enforcement officials to call the death of George Floyd a murder, has announced that he is resigning. The Wichita Eagle reports that Gordon Ramsey announced on Friday morning that he plans to resign from his position on March 1st. Ramsey said he wanted to spend more time with family and is weighing a run for St. Louis County Sheriff in Duluth, where he was police chief before getting hired in Wichita. A Kansas man's family is suing a Johnson County hospital and asking a court to issue an emergency order that would allow his personal doctor to give him a controversial medication to treat COVID-19. In November, Deke Belden, 41, was diagnosed with COVID-19 and was taking ivermectin with several other drugs to treat the illness. Olathe Medical Center states that hospital policy prevents it from granting Belden's wish to take the medication, even if it doesn't prescribe or administer the medication. This is Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans, go to aarp.org/veterans today. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region, the tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
A Kansas man accused in the drive-by shooting at a home in Wichita that critically injured an 11-year-old girl is scheduled to return to court today for an arraignment hearing. That's according to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Byron Purcell, 25, of Wichita, is charged with criminal discharge of a firearm, aggravated battery, and criminal possession of a weapon by a convicted felon. That's according to the District Attorney's Office. 2 years after Zach Morrissey was shot to death in a Kansas suburb of Kansas City, his relatives say they're still waiting for answers. Morrissey of Leawood, Kansas, was killed on December 21, 2019. He was shot in the parking lot of a Leawood apartment complex as he was sitting inside a car with a friend. No arrests have been made. Morrissey was 24. Morrissey's cousin, Shannon Ross, told WDAF-TV that the family is frustrated by not knowing what led to the shooting at that moment in time. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska has held one of the nation's lowest unemployment rates for years, with fewer than 2 million people and plenty of jobs to go around. That rate has hit new lows thanks to the coronavirus pandemic, with the state announcing the lowest ever recorded unemployment of 1.8% in November. Now Governor Pete Ricketts, who frequently expounds on the value of work, is confronting an intriguing question. Can a governor nudge the few citizens who are unemployed back to work, even if they apparently aren't eager or able to do so? Ricketts has taken steps to prod people to work, although in some cases, the unemployed are caring for relatives or concerned about the pandemic. A new analysis has found that Nebraska could save money and keep the state's most troubled youths closer to home by starting a state-run adolescent psychiatric facility. The Omaha World Herald reports that the analysis was presented to the legislature's Youth Rehabilitation and Treatment Special Oversight Committee on Friday. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that are that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Public Works Administrator advised Marshall County Commissioners last week that the recycling trailer has been moved from west of town to the Habitat for Humanity thrift shop due to the fact that west of town there was a considerable amount of trash being blown around. The meeting otherwise was mostly routine business. As a reminder, the Marshall County Courthouse will be closed to the public all day Friday, December 31st for year-end balancing. Employees will be working, but the building will be locked. The courthouse will be closed all day Monday, January 3rd, for New Year's. Washington County Commissioners rejected bids for corrugated steel pipe for culverts amounting to $527,000, well over double the price paid a year ago. A week later, commissioners opted to buy only the amount immediately needed at a cost of $221,000 and not buy extra stock. Consideration was given for flat rail cars that could be accommodated for low water crossings in lieu of culverts. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Senior Services Public Transit Administrative Assistant Marie Weaver accepted an offer as interim director of the agency until a new permanent director is hired. She'll be compensated an additional $250 per month and will replace Diane Youngins, who resigned earlier this month. A second man was sentenced Tuesday of last week in the death of Donald McLaughlin of Vermilion, who died when his house was set afire. Jefferson Goad was sentenced to 23 years in prison after he had pled guilty to a plea agreement for second-degree murder. Time will be served consecutively for additional charges of aggravated robbery and burglary and arson. Jeremy Penix was also sentenced to 25 years in prison without parole in the case. Active COVID cases in Marshall County stood at 52 as of Friday, with 6 hospitalized. Tuesday walk-in vaccination clinics continue at the Marshall County Health Department, with Wednesday walk-ins at Washington County. All 3 vaccines are available with adult and pediatric options. Those seeking booster shots are reminded to bring along a white COVID vaccine card. City crews in Blue Rapids, Frankfort, and Washington will be going around town beginning Monday for pickup of trees and limbs left curbside by residents following the windstorm last week. As a reminder, the Marysville City brush dump site remains open daily from 9 a.m. until dark. A reminder, the first half property taxes are due by the close of business Monday, December 20th. Drop-off payments at the county treasurer's office, open 8:30 till 5, online, or call the treasurer's office, or leave payments at the drop box at the Marshall County Courthouse. Christmas vocal music concerts postponed last Wednesday at Marysville and Valley Heights are rescheduled Monday evening. MHS will perform at 6:30 before the 7 through 12 band concert at 7 in the Marysville High School Auditorium, and Valley Heights performance is planned Monday evening at 7 p.m. Shirley A. Argo, age 85, of Liberty, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Mission Creek Cemetery at Liberty. Visitation noon until 7 today at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Argo. Leonard D. Marshall, age 79, of Salina, passed away Wednesday at the Frankfort Care Home. Funeral service is Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leonard Marshall. Peter Antascio, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville Wednesday, with a rosary at 9:30. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Peter Tascio. John A. Runnebaum, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for John Runnebaum. Barbara K. Trembley, age 82, of Greenleaf, passed away December 13th. Private family services are planned with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Barb Trembley. Donald Dodd, age 73, of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge for Donald Dodd.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As the jet stream continues to flatten over our region, we can expect to see continuously warming temperatures. Starting on Monday, many states will see temperatures well above their seasonal average. Typically for December 20th, highs will range in the mid-20s through mid-30s throughout Iowa, the mid-30s through lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and mid-40s throughout Kansas, and the mid-30s through mid-40s throughout Missouri. As the jet stream continues to stay more zonal, we will see some dry conditions. Throughout this week and into the weekend, we can expect to see clear skies and sunshine. As we head into tonight, temperatures will stay fairly cool, with lows ranging in the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Iowa, the upper teens and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the mid through upper 20s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 42, record high on this date 66. The average low 22 and the record low is 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 5:07.
Got a pet that seems down in the dumps? It could be that your furry pal has a case of the winter blahs. A look at some symptoms today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 20th, the 354th day of the year. The Louisiana Purchase was finalized on this day in 1803, and actor Jonah Hill is celebrating a birthday. Do pets get the winter blahs like people? Here are some possible symptoms. A pet that becomes unusually aggressive or lethargic. Inappropriate pottying, and in extreme cases, loss of hair. What's the cure? First, have your vet rule out any underlying medical issues. Then you might try what helps people with seasonal affective disorder, light therapy. Researchers say artificial sunlight seems to help animals as well as humans. We have similar hormones in our chemistry, so it makes sense that our pets could be affected by similar biological rhythms. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Remy Martin hit a three-pointer with 1 minute to go to extend a three-point lead and help number 7 Kansas over Stephen F. Austin 80-72 on Saturday night in Lawrence. The Jayhawks, who are now 9-1, led 73-70 before Martin buried the three from the top of the key. Christian Brown scored a game-high 21 points. Ochai Abanje had 18. Martin contributed 15, and Jalen Wilson scored 10. Up next, Kansas visits former Big 12 foe Colorado on Tuesday. Nigel Pack scored 15 points, grabbed 8 rebounds, and dished 5 assists, sparking Kansas State to a 67-58 win over former Big 8, Big 6 opponent, Nebraska. Up next, K-State will make a quick turnaround and play host to McNeese State at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night at Bramlage Coliseum. The game will air on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
A slow start offensively kept the Shockers out of the win column on Saturday night, losing to North Texas Mean Green at Coke Arena 62-52. The loss moves the Shockers to 8-3 on the early season, 5-2 at home in Wichita. Head coach Isaac Brown said, "There's going to be injuries, so other players have to step up. We didn't step up tonight. We didn't make any shots, and we turned it over. You can't turn it over 12 times in college basketball in one half and expect to win. We did it to ourselves." Wichita State will now regroup and prepare for their next college game against Prairie View A&M on Wednesday night. That game will tip off at 6 p.m. It will air on the ESPN family of networks. The Kansas City Chiefs have done what seemed impossible just weeks ago. They've taken the number one seed in the AFC playoff race. The Chiefs beat the LA Chargers 34-28 in an overtime thriller this past Thursday, and the stars aligned for KC to move from number three to number one after Sunday's batch of games. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball action. In girls play, Marysville took Chapman 45-30. Concordia beat Abilene 39-36. And Wamego down Clay Center 38-28. Twin Valley girls, Lynn over Axtell 67-48. Centralia took Washington County 49-4. Valley Heights down Donova West 53-36. In boys play, it was Donova West over Valley Heights 56-53. Hanover beat Onega 57-31. Axtell took Lynn 64-45. Centralia beat Washington County 48-33. Concordia boys top Abilene 53-50, and Wamego took Clay Center 64-51.
Only one basketball game tonight after the boys' game was canceled due to COVID reasons, and your Lady Bulldogs get back to 500 following a 45-30 victory over the Chapman Fighting Irish, with Lainey Schaefer leading the way for Marysville with 4 three-pointers on her way to a team and game high 14 points. Madison Runnebaum with the second team high 13. And then on the side of Chapman, it was Maya Kirkpatrick with 10 in the loss. Marysville defeating Chapman in Friday night action 45-30. I'm Paxton Gordon with KNDY.
Monday night basketball tip-offs. Hanover entertains Diller O'Dell live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Southern's at Weeping Water.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Celebrate the winter solstice and welcome in longer days by lighting a candle, burning a log in the fireplace or fire pit, and with a traditional Yule log cake. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. As you welcome the lengthening of daylight, you may contemplate the old proverb, as the days lengthen, the cold strengthens. Many places in the Northern Hemisphere experience the coldest average temperatures in January, even though the days are getting longer. Here's the science behind this proverb. The delay of colder temperatures occur because the amount of solar energy the ground receives is less than what's lost for this period of time. The coldest stretch of the year in your area is influenced by your proximity to large bodies of water, prevailing winds, and snow cover. Although the temperatures may drop, enjoy the longer days with a walk in the woods, at a nearby park, or through your neighborhood. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
In 1968, O.J. Simpson won the Heisman Trophy, but it was this man who was runner-up in the Heisman balloting that year. He passed from cancer earlier this year, but I thought it was fitting to go back and recall his inspiring story, one still remembered in the Hoosier State today. It's this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better?
Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Leroy Keyes was an All-American at Purdue and a Heisman Trophy candidate, but in that race, he was overshadowed by O.J. Simpson.
When you look at All-American teams that year, O.J. was always the unanimous. I was the unanimous as well, but O.J., I guess everybody got to identify with when you go to breakfast, what do you drink in the morning? O.J. Nobody drinks Leroy for breakfast.
Keyes passed away earlier this year, but when we visited with him a few years ago, he joked that maybe he needed a better nickname.
Sometimes I think maybe they call me Cracker Jack or Snap Crackle and Pop or something like back in the day. I might have gotten a vote, but it's an honor.
He says many professional athletes and even a lot of the general public needs a reality check. He gives credit to God for the opportunity he had to play at such a high level.
It took me a while to come around to the fact that it's not about me. I used to always think that I gave honor to my teammates for their blocking skills, for the ability for us to formulate our energies and make it a positive. But it took me a little while to realize that it all came from him. And I'm normally trying to tell young people now that it's not about you. If he didn't give you the power and the glory to get up, to walk, to talk, to see, to run, you're nothing. And you can't go around thinking it's me.
Keyes not only spent several years working at his alma mater, but he also helped student athletes in their careers after sports.
I'm with the John Purdue Club as assistant director, and I do a lot of work with our former student athletes and trying to get them reconnected back to the university. A lot of athletes, we come and we go because we feel like this is not our home. Well, this is home because you added a specialness to your experience at Purdue.
Remembering the life of Leroy Keyes and traveling the countryside in West Lafayette, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCrae.
Snow and ice can be an issue for livestock that are out grazing for the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The key is what they're grazing on and how the precipitation falls as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Producers like to winter livestock on crop residues and pasture, but snow and icy conditions can make it tough for animals to paw through for a bite. Ben Beckman is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says just how much difficulty they have depends on what the animals are grazing and how the precipitation falls.
From the grazing standpoint, you know, if we have maybe some stockpiled pasture, like a windrow grazing situation where we've got some really fluffy, light hay where there's a lot of air underneath that animals can kind of punch through, even if we have a substantial layer of snow or ice on top and get down into it, we can deal with quite a bit, actually. That's a lot different than if we're grazing corn residue. Even a quarter inch of ice or a little bit of snow really makes grazing in those situations difficult.
A heavy, wet snow is harder to dig through than dry fluff. If it drifts or sits around and compresses or forms a crust, they'll have issues with that as well. He says, in general, about 6 inches of snow or a quarter inch of ice is where you'll start to notice animals working much harder for a bite.
That's going to be probably a little bit different for smaller ruminants just because they don't have the weight and the oomph to break through as much. But that's a really rough general guideline that I have. once we go beyond that point, chances are that they might still be going out and grazing and getting some benefit, but they're having to work a lot harder for it. And so the energy that they're expending at that point starts to make it a little bit more questionable, and we're probably going to have to be doing some supplementation.
Beckman says to keep an eye on animal body condition and supplement with feed that will provide energy and protein. Learn more about grazing under snow and ice at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled military veterans to know how much they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for America. This holiday season, take the time to let them know that they are in our thoughts. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Farmers worry about it costing a lot more to do business in the year ahead. Up next on Farm to Fork. Don't be surprised if you get a pair of work gloves as a holiday gift this week. Gimpler's Farm and Home Supply is running a buy two, get one free glove promotion. And they're shipping out orders now for brands like Carhartt, DeWalt, and Gimpler's own brand, Sugar River. There's no limit on the number of pairs someone can purchase through this offer. So the odds just went up for having gloves under the tree. However, if you're not a lucky glove recipient this holiday season, treat yourself to a gift. It's easy. Just go to Gemplers.com/gloves. Pick out any three pairs of work gloves, and you only pay for two. If you need to stock up for your farm or business, this is the time. When you check out, use the promo code GLOVE. Do it soon, though, because the offer ends December 31st. Again, that's Gemplers.com/gloves, and use the promo code GLOVE. Gemplers, family-owned, fiercely independent. 2021 was a pretty good income year for farmers by and large, but 2022 could be a problem. Farmers surveyed for the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer in November continued to ramp up the pessimism. Purdue Ag economist Michael Langmeyer says farmers are worried that significantly higher input costs will slash profit margins in the year ahead.
It's not just input costs that are perhaps explaining where the Ag Economy Barometer Index is at the current time. I think it's also related to policy uncertainty. We might see more environmental regulations. How is that going to impact agriculture? Well, we don't know until we see what those regulations are. And then the fact that they're worried about taxes going up, both estate and income taxes, that creates some uncertainty and it makes it more difficult to make decisions.
Jim Minturnt is the head of Purdue's Center for Commercial Agriculture. He says the Farm Capital Investment Index portion of the monthly barometer was also notable.
We would be expecting this Farm Capital Investment Index to be a lot more positive if it wasn't for the supply chain constraints. We think that's a major reason why this index is as weak as it is. And, you know, if you look at what's taken place in the marketplace with respect to strong demand for new equipment, strong demand for used equipment, it really points to this idea that people are being held back by their inability to get what it is they want, what it is they need.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
News for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, farmers know all too well the challenges that come with hiring a crew to get the work done. But there is a company that makes the chore much faster and more efficient. Is Walla Walla-based Harvest is related new company that streamlines human resources aid, including bringing on new workers, communication, and safety training. That's become a much bigger issue over the past couple of years in the agricultural industry.
Well, the nexus with the pandemic really is what I think highlighted the need for the services that our software provides farms. And the ability to interact with farm workers in a way that is high-tech, that is remote, was very appealing given the set of circumstances that the industry faced.
The company Harvest co-founder James Hall says that the bilingual service can make life much easier for employers and employees alike.
And so that's everything from doing all of their hiring paperwork electronically to their orientation training, and then, like you said, keeping them there and making sure that they're getting their monthly safety meetings, making sure that they know where they need to work on which day, and really staying connected and engaged to the farm.
He says with this type of resource, it's a way to save time and money on the farm.
By doing so, we're able to help our farms really lower their costs on a lot of fronts. And frankly, when it comes to farming, time is the only currency that matters, and being able to save them a lot of time.
Hall goes on to say that with work visas going into the agricultural community, it was some of the political issues out of Washington, D.C., and some of the lockdowns with COVID-19 spread concerns. You can find out more about their resources, some of their training and safety protocol, along with availability with HR software and onboarding classes with their website at Harvust, H-A-R-V-U-S-T. com, as they try to work to try and streamline the American farm. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed.
Farmers depend on their equipment. And equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, there's a report out that shows farmers are welcoming some federal partners when it comes to protecting water quality. Our correspondent Michael Clements shares more of what those findings say.
A recent report on nutrient loss gives federal regulators an in-depth look at agriculture's conservation role. Lauren Lurkins, Illinois Farm Bureau Environmental Policy Director, serves as president of the Agricultural Nutrient Policy Council. She says the report highlights the conservation work of farmers and ranchers.
We actually did a series of in-depth interviews with state agricultural trade associations across 16 states in the Mississippi River Basin to see what work has been happening in each state to implement nutrient loss reduction strategies. The product of that is some outstanding work that really highlights the work done by agriculture in each of those state efforts.
The report was presented at the Environmental Protection Agency Hypoxia Task Force meeting Tuesday.
And we really do credit all of those folks for the work that they have been doing and for including state level and local level stakeholders in that work. But the thing that we think was missing was really that report that kind of tied it all together. All of the ag work that has happened, either farmers individually or farmer-led associations, working either with or without state and federal funding. That is the importance of this report, to make sure that ag is represented in the discussion.
The response, Lurkins says, is positive.
We're seeing some early statements from U.S. EPA Office of Water Leadership that highlight kind of where we would like to go. And that is very exciting for us to hear. They're talking about lifting up farmer innovation and working collaboratively with agriculture and actually coming out into the countryside to find out and to see for themselves what we're doing. So that's very exciting for the Ag Nutrient Policy Council to hear. And we very much look forward to working with the federal agencies.
Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 tandem disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers. A very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Snow and ice can be an issue for grazing livestock. The key is what they're grazing on and how the precipitation falls. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead. At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Producers like to winter livestock on crop residues and pasture, but snow and ice can make it tough for animals to paw through for a bite. Knowing how to handle wintry conditions is critical for success. Ben Beckman is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says just how much difficulty they have depends on what the animals are grazing and how the precipitation falls.
From the grazing standpoint, you know, if we have maybe some stockpiled pasture, like a windrow grazing situation where we've got some really fluffy, light hay where there's a lot of air underneath that animals can kind of punch through, even if we have a substantial layer of snow or ice on top and get down into it, we can deal with quite a bit, actually. That's a lot different than if we're grazing corn residue. Even a quarter inch of ice or a little bit of snow really makes grazing in those situations difficult.
He says, in general, about 6 inches of snow or a quarter inch of ice is where you'll start to notice animals working much harder for a bite.
That's going to be probably a little bit different for smaller ruminants just because they don't have the weight and the oomph to break through as much. But that's a really rough general guideline that I have. Once we go beyond that point, chances are that they might still be going out and grazing and getting some benefit, but they're having to work a lot harder for it. And so the energy that they're expending at that point starts to make it a little bit more questionable, and we're probably going to have to be doing some supplementation.
Beckman says to keep an eye on animal body condition and supplement with feed that will provide energy and protein. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about grazing under snow and ice at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Monday. Today's still kind of mixed on the board for the grain market. Corn still struggling a little bit. Wheat and soybeans not doing too bad as the day goes along here. Still mostly lower in the livestock. We'll see what happens as markets close here in just a little bit. Starting off with your corn. March corn down 2.5 today at 590 3/4. Kansas City wheat still up in the green, slightly up by a penny, sitting at 811 a bushel right now. In the bean market, mostly higher here. January beans up at 8.25, sitting at 1293.5. We have the bean meal up $6.70 at 386.20. And the bean oil for January down a buck five at 52.83. Over in the cotton market, still mostly lower here. It's been pretty consistent. Not a lot of movement once it went into the red first thing this morning, with March cotton down $2.68 at 104.62. The oats are still struggling as well, 34.5 cents lower at 667.75. It has been a light news day today, getting into the holiday with just minimal trading right now and minimal export reports coming out. We do have the U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly export numbers coming out tomorrow morning that may influence the markets a little bit as the markets open up tomorrow. Over in the livestock market, still mostly lower here. The little bit of red we saw in some of the later futures has gone away. Live cattle for December is still down 32 cents at 134.42. The feeder cattle for January down 77 cents at 159.47. And the lean hogs for February down $1.62 at 79.17. So things still struggling a little bit there as well. We'll see what happens when the markets close here in a bit. U.S. dollar index, that is on track with the stock market. That's been taking a big hit today as we have the March U.S. dollar index down 8 cents at 96.46. The 30-year bonds for December down slightly at 163. We do have a little bit of green in the 10-year notes, up almost a half a point at 131. Stock market today still struggling, with the Dow Jones down by 627 points, the S&P down by 80, and NASDAQ down by 278. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9th.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
on Legends of Country Music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.